Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Luplow. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Lattman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Barry Lattman. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Bob Savarin. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Orsino. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike McCormick. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike McCormick. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. Davalillo reaches second base with a double. Houser moves to third. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Houser scores. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock takes first base on ball four. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona strikes out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lattman fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Lattman. Aparicio moves to second. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin strikes out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Askew and he is safe. Aparicio steals third. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. One out. Barry Lattman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lattman bunts towards the mound. McCormick fields it and throws to first for the out. Askew moves to second. Two outs. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Luplow takes first base on ball 4. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Orsino reaches second base with a double. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick bunts towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Orsino moves to third. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Orsino scores. It's Indians, 1, Orioles, 1. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0-for-1 in the game. Savarin strikes out. There goes Aparicio. The throw from SQ to Hauser, and Aparicio is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Barry Lattman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lattman is 0-for-0 in the game. Lattman hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hauser strikes out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. Brandt strikes out. SQ drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Brandt out. Two outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with McCormick covering, for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Adcock hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-0 in the game. McCormick strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0-for-2 in the game. Savarin hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe SQ is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. SQ is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. SQ hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 0 for 1 in the game. Latman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Stu Miller now pitching. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hauser hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Davalillo strikes out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Luplow hits a pop-up towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Adcock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 2 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Alvis. Robinson moves to third. Brandt moves to second. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Orsino strikes out. One out. Charlie Lau pinch hits for Stu Miller. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Latman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Stock now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 3 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 3 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 3 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Askew moves to second. Barry Lattman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lattman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lattman hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0-for-3 in the game. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gentile hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smith moves to third. Bob Johnson pinch runs for Jim Gentile. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Powell reaches second base with a double. Smith scores. There goes Johnson trying to get to home. Luplow throws the ball into Held, who relays the ball to Askew, who tags Johnson, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.